Recruits crawl through simulated barbed wire with trainers firing at them. They line up to have their torsos kicked. The last man gets the honor of a knee to the body. A fighter drags a cloth mat with a rope fastened to it to rescue a wounded comrade. As they're pulled away, they're fired at. This is the latest ISIS propaganda, a video called Blood of Jihad, showing fighters in basic training.
Is this anything that they would use in Anbar right now, anywhere on the battlefield?
Almost never. This type of hand-to-hand fighting with automatic weapons, mortars, artillery, vehicles, almost never really occurs. Throughout this entire video, what you have is a stage set of exercises. You look at them, and this really isn't a training exercise. It's a video exercise.
It's propaganda.
Exactly.
But somehow, ISIS has captured most of Anbar province and come within just a few miles of Baghdad International Airport. What tactics have they deployed? Iraq combat veteran Douglas Olivant says on the battlefield, ISIS has previously used what he calls a react-to-contact drill. That means in a firefight, they make initial contact against their enemy using the smallest number of fighters possible, maybe three or four.
And then put down fire so that, because those three or four guys can then keep 20, 30 of the enemy focused on them.
Then, Olivant says, a larger group of ISIS fighters comes around, flanking the enemy on one side, finds a weakness, attacks it.
This is something that the U.S. Army Ranger Regiment has really practiced for years. It's been their hallmark.